This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Dagon and Hydra.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Unique entities.
I feel like this is a disservice. Because Dagon and Hydra are so central to one of the most major stories in Lovecraft's oeuvre that they have to share an entry and that the entry is two paragraphs long.
I'm glad that Dagon and Hydra don't have separate entries, just because I don't know what would be in the Hydra entry that's not in the Dagon entry.
True, yeah.
You know?
It's like Lenny and Carl, you know?
Yeah, it's very Lenny and Carl. But it is really weird that instead of going into the esoteric order of Dagon and stuff here and going into, like, how that happened, because they're basically, they're like a front for Cthulhu. Like, they, you know, almost. Like, these are gigantic deep ones. Mm-hmm. The people of Innsmouth worship Dagon,
yes,
and Hydra, and the deep ones do as well, but really these are just like gigantic. It'd be like if you went to church and instead of, you know, you worshiped the preacher, but the preacher was just like you but huge. Like big pastor.
Yeah. just 1.5x pastor.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, like it's tall reverend. Like, yeah. We worship tall reverend instead of God. But tall reverend serves the actual God.
Mm.
You know, and some of the people in the church worship the actual God, but we just worship tall reverend.
Yeah, well, because we can see him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also a little bit harmed by the fact that, like, the Dagon presented in the short story Dagon has really nothing to do with, like, what is depicted in Shadow Over Innsmouth. It's a little bit confused between those two.
It's just a name.
Yeah.
Like, I've been re-listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast and seeing, you know, in order, basically the arc of Lovecraft figuring that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's parts where he's just like, I just wanted to use the name again.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And then it was up to people afterwards to kind of tie it all together.
To reconcile, like, it.
He does some tying, but this is definitely one of those things where it's like the story Dagon, which does have a gigantic monster mm-hmm. in it, was more like he liked the name than anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the esoteric order of Dagon got connected to that story later.
Yeah.
You know, so not that exciting for that. And this is also, these monsters also have the discredit of being monsters you get to kill in dark corners of the earth.
Again, you know? With a boat, at least with a cannon off of a boat.
Oh, yeah. You know, at the very least, you just shoot it.
Yeah.
You know, but that just kind of shows that they're like, they're not, you know,
they're not, like, they're not terribly special. Yeah.
Being banished with a boat is a bigger deal than this thing being shot with a gun. Like, this is just a big deep one. So a big deep one could be shot with big gun.
Yeah, you kill plenty. You shoot plenty of deep ones in that game.
Yeah. It's like the primary verb for the middle third of the game.
Yep.
You know, to the game's detriment. Like, it's not great.
Yeah.
I really wish that this makes me wish for, because there's a Cthulhu encyclopedia that just talks about the stories. There's this book that is aimed towards the role-playing game. Like, everything has stat blocks. They just released a compendium of Cthulhu magic, like magic from the game. And I'm going to get that because the magic is always really cool and really scary for the person who cast it.
Yes.
But it made me want an encyclopedia of cults.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to know, you know, I thought we get some of that in this book. But I wanted more of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I wanted, you know, like, what does the esoteric order of Dagon, what are their things that they do? Like, at some point I'm going to, you know, it will be feasible for you to read Providence. One of the back matter things is a pamphlet from the esoteric order of Dagon. And that's really cool.
Nice.
For this stuff, because it's a church pamphlet. Like, it's a church. So there's like circulars and stuff.
What's
like, there's little, you know, card table for sale, three legs, $1 or best offer.
What's missing, you know? from Fish Church? You are.
Exactly.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.